From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Keith Baker reading The Kachemak Killer by Michael K. Jameson. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. Friday morning, long overdue, marked the end of a grueling work week. The last day of 11 and a half hard months. Make it through this day and I'd have 2 weeks to wade the Kenai River with no distractions, nothing to do but fish. I deleted a file with a keystroke, smiling, humming something from Schubert. Hard at it, I see. A little fist formed in the pit of my stomach as Captain Cady stepped into my office, smiling. He tossed the file folder onto my clean, tidy desktop, wearing that sly fox grin he normally reserved for the commissioner.
Got something just for you, Chaz.
Since Cady rarely looked so ingratiating, I knew the folder could only mean one thing. Here went my annual pilgrimage on the Kenai. I could almost feel the salmon swim by, grinning just like Cady. Beyond my office window, dense September fog rolled across the parking lot, swirling around the light bars of troopers' cruisers, chest deep and settling fast as the faint light strengthened in the east. I took my feet off the desk, leaned toward him on my elbows, and gave him the grin right back. Couldn't you give it to someone else? I'm due for vacation. So I see. His eyes surveyed the desktop where the pen stood soldier-like in a black coffee cup, the papers beside them stacked with military precision. I had the computer monitor on and the keyboard across my lap. My neatness and apparent industry failed to impress him. He ran a hand through the stubble of his graying crew cut. His smile increased in intensity.
"Unfortunately," he said, "you don't start until Monday."